You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
Ten crucial mistakes that shorten our pets' lives. Our pets are our babies. We pamper them, spoil them, and, let's be honest, would rather stay at home and cuddle them on a Friday night instead of meeting up with our human friends. There's no denying that fur babies are our family. But, unfortunately, a lot of people unwittingly make some serious mistakes in their pet care that can lead to all kinds of health problems and even a shorter lifespan. None of us want that, so let's see what major no-nos you should avoid when it comes to taking care of your pet and what you should do instead. Mistake number one, not being picky about food. Whether you feed your pet dry or wet food, be selective about the ingredients. Always read the label first before choosing a brand. It shouldn't contain any flavoring agents, corn, or GMOs. As for a natural diet, always consult a vet before you decide what foods you're going to give your pet. For example, even though cats eat plenty of raw meat in the wild, it's actually not good for domesticated kitties. Also, definitely avoid overfeeding. Sadly, this is a real common problem among owners that can lead to serious health issues in their pets. Always check the serving size and calorie count on the packaging. And finally, always make sure your pets have access to fresh, clean water. Mistake number two, rarely taking pets to the vet. Don't neglect regular visits to the vet, even if your furry friends hate you for it. This is the only way to prevent diseases and catch any sort of problems before they get too serious. Make sure to keep up with regular vaccinations and shots to protect both your pet and your family. Sure, vet bills can get pretty expensive, but that's simply part of being a responsible pet owner. Mistake number three, allowing pets access to open doors and windows. Unless you have a fenced-in yard that's regularly treated to kill any parasites, your pets shouldn't have open access to the street. First of all, you risk your pup or kitty running away and getting lost or hurt. Plus, if you live in an apartment building on the upper floors, this can result in a tragic situation, especially when it comes to cats. Maybe their feline instincts kick in when they spot a bird, but they'll unknowingly leap out a window in pursuit of their prey. To avoid a catastrophe, make sure your pets are securely indoors. Mistake number four, not spaying or neutering. This decision is a personal one that's entirely up to a pet owner. However, vets do recommend spaying and neutering your animals because it actually helps them live long and happy lives. You avoid any unexpected pregnancies, the problems that come with females in heat, and the issue of urine marking in males. The only thing you should watch out for when it comes to sterilizing your cat is excess weight, since many kitties become lazy and gain extra pounds after the surgery. In that case, you just need to be careful with their diet and make sure they get plenty of physical activity. Mistake number five, neglecting grooming and dental hygiene. Just like humans, cats and dogs need regular oral care. Start brushing their teeth at an early age so that they get used to the process. They make special toothbrushes and pastes for animals that you can get at any pet store. Ideally, you should get your pet's teeth checked by a vet at least once a year, especially if it has a bad odor. As for grooming, different breeds have different requirements. For example, hairless pets don't require any brushing, obviously, but their skin needs to be washed frequently. Pets with short fur require minimal care, and ones with long hair should be brushed daily. If you don't take care of their fur regularly, long-haired pets can get uncomfortable matting and even skin diseases. And whatever breed they may be, all cats and dogs need regular nail trimming. Mistake number six, neglecting bath time, or doing it incorrectly. Bathing is a necessity when it comes to pets. Cats, of course, are a little more self-sufficient when it comes to staying clean, so they don't really need to be washed. If you do decide to shampoo your kitty, once or twice a year is enough. As for our rambunctious canine companions, they'll need to be washed a little more often, about once every 3 months. Of course, you can wash dogs more often, especially when Fido has just had a dirt rolling session in the backyard. Just be sure to use gentle shampoos if you have to wash your dog every other week. Only wash your dog's head at the very end, otherwise your pooch can get cold and start shivering. Avoid getting water in its ears, especially if you have a floppy-eared breed, since they're more prone to ear infections. Mistake number 7, giving your pets table food. All vets agree that giving your pet people food is a terrible idea. Your pet's digestive system simply can't handle most of the stuff we humans eat. I know, it's hard to resist those big puppy eyes or that intimidating feline glare. But just remind yourself that you're doing what's best for your furry friend each time you say no. Mistake number 8, not giving enough attention. Your four-legged housemate needs your love and attention. Sure, most cats are a little more independent, but your kitty still needs to be shown love. As for dogs, oh boy, do they crave your attention. And this is totally natural for man's best friend. Pets need socialization and human interaction to develop physically, emotionally, and socially. Otherwise, they can become easily scared, aggressive, and disobedient. And don't forget to tell them how much of a good boy or girl they are. That's critical. Mistake number 9, not checking their collar. Time can get away from us, and our fur babies grow faster than we'd like them to. Plus, like people, they put on weight. So be sure to check if their collar is too tight from time to time. For cats and small breed dogs, you should be able to slip one finger between their collar and skin. For medium to large breed dogs, 2 fingers should fit. Also, make sure your dog's collar isn't too loose before you two go out on a walk. Otherwise, your doggo might slip right out and run away. Mistake number 10, keeping a dog cooped up all the time. Dogs of all ages and breeds should have enough time outside to move around, interact with other dogs, and be free to explore. If they don't get enough physical activity and stimulation, your pup can get overweight, which leads to a whole slew of health problems. Plus, all that pent-up energy might get released in the form of chewing up your shoes and furniture. But indoor cats need exercise and mental stimulation too. That's where things like cat trees and plenty of toys come in. Of course, some of us have other types of pets, like parakeets and guinea pigs. So, let's take a look at the do's and don'ts of owning these little guys. Parakeets. Don't keep them locked up in their cage constantly. Birds need physical activity and some kind of entertainment. They are social creatures and need at least 30 minutes a day of games and communication. Don't focus their diet around seeds. You can give your birdie fresh veggies, fruits, parsley, and even twigs. This nutritionally balanced diet will help keep them healthy, and you'll also notice an improvement in their mood. Don't hold them between hands. This stresses them out. You should carry your bird on your finger or open palm. Guinea pigs. A very important thing you should keep in mind when buying a guinea pig is that it needs plenty of room to move around. A cage that's too small will detrimentally affect the quality of life and health of your piggy. Trim their fur when they're shedding and when it's hot. Actually, you can shave it short to give their skin some relief. Vets recommend cutting their nails once every 6 months. Like any animal, big or small, diet is key. Guinea pigs can get terminally sick when they're fed the wrong diet. Their food should be 60% hay, 20% seeds, and 20% fresh grass, vegetables, and fruit. Your piggy should also have access to drinking water with vitamin C drops in it.